The CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phones, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. You're listening to CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living. To learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we do it, call toll-free 1-866-928-3310 and we'll send you out a no-obligation information kit absolutely free. 866-928-3310.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Monday, 20th day of May, 2013. You are listening to the Coach's Corner with trading coach Robin Dane. Robin, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Dwayne. It's a really interesting topic today, and we want lots of audience participation, so we hope we have a lot of people out there listening. We're talking about today trading thoughts during the trade. You know, when we sit there at our computers and we've got all our screens going and maybe you have the TV on also you're watching, and there's a lot of thoughts that are filtering through your mind that you may be aware of or you may not be aware of, because there's so much information coming in and your brain is really soaking up everything that's around you. And now you have to look at your screen and you have to take all that information and you have to put it into some logical form that you can actually make a decision and then place a trade. And then once you place the trade, then you now have to manage your thought process and what you're seeing and what you're filtering in and out, and how to manage that trade. And then you close the trade, and then you have some kind of feelings afterwards, whether you felt that you succeeded or not. And so there's feelings after the trade. So what I'd like to do is discuss all of those areas, the before the trade, the entry of the trade, and the exit of the trade, of what kind of thoughts that you're having so that you can keep your thought process going in the right direction. Because once you get out of the trade, what happens? You got to get ready to do it all over again. So, So, you know, getting into a rhythm and a routine of how you think during this process can be very, very beneficial to you, or can actually hurt you. So what we want to do is discuss that. So let's start with the before the trade. Now, before the trade, what's happening is all of your past experiences, your beliefs, your habits, your patterns from the past, you know, whatever you did before is going to resurface and is going to come into the trade. So now you're, you know, looking at your screens, you're looking at your indicators, you're waiting for the setup to occur, you're waiting for the parameters to come into place, and some of the thoughts that you have in that moment are maybe, can I do this? Now, that's a thought that comes from a little bit of fear, because maybe you've had some losing trades, and so that thought can actually work against you. Then there's another one, will I be right? And if you have that, then you're probably a person who could be an engineer or somebody that dealt with perfectionism in your past life, and you want to be sure that you're going to be right. Now, perfectionists have a tendency to have the desire and need to be right when they take a trade. Now, I'm going to throw out a question if you would start answering while I finish this topic, and then I'll ask Dwayne for what they responded. Type in some of the things that you have before you enter the trade. What kind of thoughts do you have before you enter a trade? Now, I'm going to keep going here, and then I'll ask you, Dwayne, for if there's anybody that responded there. Okay. So type in, you know, audience participation on today's Coach's Corner. What type of thoughts do you have before you're placing the trade. So this is, you're watching your setup, you're watching the market move, you're getting ready to do things. What kind of things are you thinking of? Even if it's off the wall, it's okay. Now some of the other things are, will I lose? You know, so right away, that's a person who has a presumption that they are going to lose before they even enter the trade. And
right.
So that's a person who maybe is setting themselves up or kind of manifesting that they're going to lose. So we got to be careful of that one. I have to win. I have a trader that I coach that he has this amazing, amazing desire. I mean, it's this very, very strong passion for winning. And he has to win. He really gets a little bit more upset than he should on the loss, but he loves to win. Now, sometimes that works for people. Sometimes it doesn't. For him, it happens to work. And so, you know, when I'm very fussy about when I do my coaching, if it's something's not broken, I don't try to fix it. And he does very well with that thinking for himself. It somehow drives him and drives him to be checking everything and be really, really clear that before his entry things are aligned. So I leave him alone. But if you do that too much and you can't manage the feelings you have with the loss, then that doesn't work. So there has to be balance. Next one, I'm afraid to lose my money. So I'm afraid to lose my money. That's, again, a person who has a fear and might have a block even, and they have had an experience that they've lost in the past, and they have a money situation. That could be a person also that's got their P&L up on the screen and manages their trade based on their P&L versus a trader who manages their trade based on the quality of the trade. Now, that's a caution that I always like to throw out there that, you know, if you are bringing up money or money is on your mind on a regular basis, then most likely you're trading from your P&L and you have what I call P&L syndrome. And P&L syndrome is when you're in the trade and you're watching your DOM. And I say that because I call it dome, but I know Dwayne calls it the DOM. So you're watching your DOM and you're watching your numbers change as it's going either in your favor or not in your favor. And you're watching that P&L number. And when you do that, you are not focusing on the quality of that trade or what's happening in the charts and what's the movement in that moment that's happening in your charts that's going to cause you to make the decision either to get out of the trade because it's not working or to add to your position. If it is working for some reason, you're gonna add to your trade. So in that moment, again, looking at the P&L will distract you on a really strong basis, will distract you because when you look at money, you'll have a tendency to now think about the emotion will kick in because we're have an emotional attachment to money. So this is when the emotions could kick in. So you really want to be careful with this one. Okay. So Dwayne, do we have any people out there that have any thoughts at all about before they take a trade?
Well, let's see. What have I got in the chat box here? Do I really have the entry signal or signals? Where am I on the chart? Where is the swing high? Where is the swing low?
Good.
Where is the dynamic resistance? Where is the dynamic support?
Excellent.
Maybe right, I should wait for you want the rest of them, or you
yeah,
want to?
Let's go. Let's go one by one, and let me give you a little comment on each one. Okay, start with that first one again.
Do I really have the entry signal?
Okay, so now that's a person who, in that moment, what they're thinking, they don't have enough certainty. So that person needs to create certainty by looking around the chart and confirming that this is the right spot. That's good. That's still good because you're not in the trade yet and your mind is thinking, how do I get more certainty? So that's really good. Okay, next one.
Okay, the next one is, where am I on the chart?
Okay, where am I on the chart? So, again, that's a person who's looking for confirmation of where the trade is right at that moment. And one of my favorite questions always is what's really happening. So that works hand in hand with that one there. That's also a good one. What's really happening? Okay, next.
Where is the swing high, swing low?
Yeah, so this is good. This is a person who's getting their parameters. Now, you should have a list of parameters, or sometimes we call it the trade setup, or sometimes we call it the strategy. Everybody's got a different name for it, but you should have a series of things like this question, where's the swing high, where's the swing low? It's a piece of data that gives you some very strong certainty about what might happen. So very important to create your list, your checklist. I call it a checklist of things that should happen before you enter the trade. And that's a great question. Swing high, swing low. Next.
Is dynamic resistance printing on the chart? Is dynamic support printing on the chart?
Okay. Again, that's another piece of criteria that's in somebody's setup. That's perfect, too. That's good. Create certainty in that moment. Okay. That's real good. Go ahead.
Maybe I should wait for more verification of this trade.
Ah, now that's a person who could be have the setup there, but they're apprehensive to get in, and they could have a little bit of fear going in there because they want to add to their certainty before. Now, that's a person who might be entering the trade too late, and they could be missing an opportunity because the signal happens, but they want that extra confirmation. So there's a little bit of fear going on with that particular question because they're looking for something to confirm that the direction that they're going in is going to be okay. And so that comes from a fear. Okay, keep going. These are great questions, by the way.
The market is moving too slow, and I don't like to wait so long for the trade to move.
Ah, okay. So now that's a person who has a style that is more that feels more comfortable when the market's moving quicker. Now, that's a person that I would say immediately, and I'd say to them, it might be the time of day that has occurred, or it could be the whole day is just sluggish and slow. And so most likely that's the time you would set up a rule. And you would set up the rule that says if the market's moving is doesn't make a change or move a certain amount of points or ticks in a certain time frame, then I'm not going to trade it during that time because I know it's just going to get me emotionally kind of off track and not my style. I don't like, personally myself, I like when the market's moving. I don't like it when it's going really slow. And so I have a tendency to cut my hours that I trade to the morning and the close because that's where I'm most comfortable. That's better. That's more my style. That's where I tend to win. So that person you should take a look at what's going on with you, and maybe there's times that you should say, I'm not going to trade. Okay, I'm not going to trade because it's too slow. Okay, next. These are great questions,
yeah,
by the way.
There's times in the market when you're apt to get yourself into trouble because you want to trade, and there really isn't anything that warrants a trade, but because you want to trade and you sat down to trade, and the reason you got up was to trade, you figure you just better trade. And so,
exactly. You don't have to trade.
The same person, I don't want to make a losing trade because I need to make a good trade because it's been a while since I made a trade.
Ah, okay, good. Well, you know, again, knowing when not to trade, great traders, okay, this is my quote, great traders know when not to trade. And so this might not be the time. I know that's just what Dwayne was saying. You know, you might have just decided, okay, today I'm going to start trading or I'm going to trade again after taking a break, and there's nothing there to trade. So make an intelligent decision in this moment that if there's something there or if there's not something there. If it's not something there, wait till it gets more active. And then just totally focus on what's happening in the moment. And you might want to wait till the close. Or just before, I know we're just before the close now, but it's been a little bit of a sluggish day. Okay, next.
Well, okay, this is from someone different. Where should my stop be?
Ah, well, again, before you go into the trade, you should have your three price points, your entry price, your exit price, and your your stop loss, and all of those should be in when you trade. So as a plan before you go in, and part of your strategy should be, where am I going to enter, where's my stop loss, and where's my profit target? Those 3 points should go in all at one time. My system allows me to set up my entry point, and then both those other trades go right in at the same time. So you should know that right ahead of time and put in a hard stop, not a mental stop. Okay, next.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the bracket order. When I first started trading, the platform I was on at the time did not allow for a bracket order. You had to put on your entry order, and then once you got filled, after you were filled, now you had to go out and place a second order for your stop loss.
Right.
Then you had to go and place a third order for your target. Mm-hmm. And what I would find happening many times is, once my order was filled, once the entry order was filled, I would be so caught up in watching every little tick on the screen that I didn't want to take my eyes away from the action long enough to go put in my protective stop or to put in my target.
Exactly.
And that became a very expensive way to trade. And so now I think almost every platform carries with it the ability to put on a bracket order, so I can't stress enough the importance of the bracket order. And once you have that bracket up there, you never change the stop except to decrease it, except to perhaps, you know, lock something in, but never to increase. Now, you can increase your target, that's okay, but the stop, that has to be something that you've made a firm decision away from the heat of the battle. When there's no emotions involved, you sit with a cool head at your desk or on the beach, wherever you do your best thinking, and you've decided, I'm never going to risk more than 2 points on any given trade, or 5 points, or 10 points. It depends upon your style of trading. But what you don't want to do is, you don't want to increase your stop loss in the heat of the battle when emotions have come out to play, because ultimately it will cost you money and lots of it.
Yeah, that's a perfect thing to say. So when, and I just want to make one piece clear. When Duane says you don't want to move the stop, you don't want to make the stop bigger or move it. Let's say you're going long and you've got this is just an example, not exactly what I do, but let's say you have a 1 point stop below where it's going to automatically close. What he's saying is, don't move it to 1.5, then 2, then 3. Don't keep moving. Don't move that bottom one. You can move it as it starts to increase, like you can move it to break even. If I've got a 1 point stop and it's moving in my direction, I can move everything up and put it right at my entry point, or even a tick above it if it's moved more, and I've got room for the trade to work, because you want to give the trade room to work. You can move it that way. And that's also recommended, so that you can lock in or minimize and lock in some cash. So you move your stop up if you're going long and it's going in your direction.
Right. Exactly. Now, there's a comment too. You had commented on the DOM before. Uh-huh. And we have a comment that says, that's why I never use the dollar amount on my DOM. I find it less distracting if I just use tick amounts.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. I love that. Yeah, I think that is perfect. And it will keep you out of the possibility of, looking at the number. The key thing is not to look at the number, because it stirs up the emotion. Okay, next.
Okay, another comment. I was taught to always consider second trade first, therefore mentally and emotionally preparing myself ahead of time if the trade goes against me. Is that opening myself to a losing mentality?
Say that again. I'm a little confused on that one.
Okay. Someone says they were taught to always consider second trade first. In other words, to go into the trade knowing that I'll probably end up having to take another trade. In other words, they're mentally and emotionally preparing themselves ahead of time if the trade goes against them, not to freak out, to just be ready to put on another trade. And the question is what I was taught, is that opening myself up to a losing mentality?
Yeah, it is. It is. First of all, I thank you for that question. That's a fabulous question. I'm not quite sure where you got your answer from. But yes, you're absolutely right. What you're doing in that place is you're doing a thing with repetition that's setting yourself up to fail before you even get to the next trader, just assuming that that one's not going to work. And so, no, that's not a good way to think. That's like saying, don't think of the color blue, don't think of the color blue. So what are you thinking about? And so when I get traders that say, how can I not lose at the next trade? How can I not lose at the next trade? How can I not lose at the next trade? Because they've had some losses and they're trying to turn it around, and that's what's in their mind. But that actually pulls them in the wrong direction, because they're saying, how can I not lose at the next trade? How can I not lose at the next trade? And the focus is on the word loss or losing. And so in that scenario that you just described is similar, and it will pull you in the reverse direction. And what I would say is, how can I win at this trade? What's great at this trade? What are my levels at this trade? And if the trade doesn't feel like it's going to work, don't wait for it to hit your stop. You're allowed to close the trade before the stop even goes. If you don't feel that trade is really materializing in the way that it normally does, and a lot of people, a lot of traders that I know will base it on timing. You know, like this trader that talked earlier about that things were so slow. I have traders that have particular setups that happen within 3 minutes, and if they don't get any action within 3 minutes, they're closing out that trade to minimize the loss because it's not doing what it's supposed to do. So yes, I think you have your thoughts, although the intention of the thought is perfect, the execution of that thought is not, because it has you focusing on losing. Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense.
No, I follow you.
Great question. That was a great question.
It is a good question, and there's a way of embracing that without it setting you up for a losing mentality. And by that, I mean that we understand some days we'll get it. Well, our day will be one and done. Okay, one shot, one kill, boom. we go in, we take our trade, we get our 2 points, we're done.
Yeah.
But then we also know the reality is that there will be days when that first trade will get stopped out. In fact, I talked about this just earlier today on the radio show. Sometimes two trades will get stopped out. Those are days that you're going to have to buckle down and probably work the better portion of the day, because that's just the truth about trading. And so the key is to not let it throw you when a trade gets stopped out. Don't immediately start to question your methodology, your indicators, your trading room, all of the stuff that you've labored over intensively. No trading career is made on the back of one trade.
Exactly.
Nor is a methodology, nor is a system. The outcome of the next individual trade that you take is statistically meaningless. Minimum sample size is 20 trades. Now, what happens to you over the next 20 trades, that is significant. But that's the bare minimum that you want to use to develop statistical significance. So, again, this goes back to separating your emotions from your trading. If the trade gets stopped out, that doesn't mean you were wrong or bad or you missed it. All it means is the river was flowing with opportunity and you stepped in at the wrong time.
Right.
And so you got stopped out. Had you stepped in 1 minute sooner or 1 minute later, the outcome might have been completely different. Well, where do you take comfort from that? Well, you take comfort in that the market is a never-ending flow of opportunity, and you can just step right back in.
Yeah, that's perfect.
That's where you want to take it, and that's where you want to leave it, okay?
Yep.
Now, the next one says, I thought about setting up my trade for just 2 ticks for a higher chance of success on a good trade setup to help get the jitters out. Yeah, but what's going to happen when you get stopped out and you were only trying to get 2 ticks? You're going to feel crushed. Go ahead, Robin. It's...
I'm not sure if he's going to be crushed. I want to understand what you're saying, Dwayne, and then I want to make a comment on what he said because we might be on a different wavelength here. So tell me about the two ticks and getting crushed, which you just said. Tell me your thinking behind that.
If you're willing to risk a couple points or whatever, let's say you're willing to risk a couple points, that's eight ticks. You're going to risk eight ticks to get two. Now, the reason you're doing this because you're going, well, heck, there's no way I can lose. This is going to give me some confidence to meet the day. Well, that's false confidence.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes in your favor, and if it goes in your favor, okay, but what if it doesn't? What if it doesn't? Now you're down eight ticks on the day. Are you going to take a stab at another two-tick winner to try to get some confidence? I think you want to rethink that strategy. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
If you're only going to risk two ticks to get the two ticks, well, I might go along with that. But if you're risking more, if there's more risk than reward, then I think we should revisit that and try to come up with another way of helping you. You know, it might be that you take your first trade in the simulator. Okay,
right.
As opposed to the market. This way, you can put on a full-blown trade, but you're doing it in the simulator, not in the live market. That's just an idea. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah. I think, you know, it sounds like that person, and again, I thank you for these questions because these are fabulous questions. And everybody, you know, when you think you're the only one that's going through this, I got to guarantee you that 50% of the room at least has gone through it, is going through it too. So
absolutely.
I really appreciate these comments because you're really helping yourself, but you're helping other people too. So thank you so much. In this scenario, it sounds like this person has been losing. And so they are trying to gain some ground of, you know, I just got to get a winning trade in there. And yes, that does build your confidence. So if you're going to take that strategy and you know you can make a couple ticks, and I would go more than two, I'd at least go for three, and with what Dwayne is saying about keeping the stop tight, you can do this, but you run the risk of playing around with the stop because you don't have enough room, and you run the risk of having things move a little bit too quickly. So on one hand, yes, you will build your confidence, and yes, you can lock some cash in there. I love the simulator thing first. I'll tell some of my guys, you know, go into sim first, go for, three trades that are positive. When you have three trades that are positive under your belt, then go in and you can go live. Sometimes I'll say to them, switch back and forth. Go live, go sim. Go live, go sim. Because everybody has in their head, for some reason, when they flip the switch, they're not allowed to go back. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, yeah, I got to go back. It didn't work. Go back to sim. That's all.
Yep, that's right.
Simulation is a tool. And if you are having those kinds of emotions when you switch into live mode, then we got something else going on here, and you should consider doing some coaching because the coaching will help you understand, first of all, get rid of the block. These are blocks that people have, and they will build over time if you don't address them. So that's another channel. Now, I'm not doing that to get business because I'm saying this because I know when I hear certain comments that people are struggling and they are having fear that they're trading from. And when you trade from fear, a lot of other things are going to happen and your subconscious is going to take control and is actually going to trade for you, not your conscious mind. Your subconscious is going to do it, not your conscious mind. In fact, people will call me and they'll say, I don't know what's wrong with me. And I'm going, well, what's going on? I said, you know, I took three trades today. I lost at those three trades. I said, yeah. But I knew what I was supposed to do. I knew when I was supposed to do this. I saw the setup, and either I couldn't get in on time, I just didn't go. And I'll say, you know, you've got a block. Your subconscious mind took over and actually stopped you from entering the trade when you were supposed to. And it does that because we have this thing within our body that I call protection mode, and it kicks in whenever we have some kind of pain that we know something is going to happen. Okay, so the block actually takes over. So, yeah, that's part of the issue. So, yeah, I would say to that person, yes, work that, but minimize your stop. Now, when you do that, you got to be really precise on your strategy. You've got to be really precise on your entry, and you have to be really, really calculating to be able to get those three ticks. And you got to keep that stop tight. You can't keep moving that stop. Okay, next. Great questions. Anything else, or we go into the next section? Okay, let's go into the.
I don't have anything else in the box.
All right, so now we're going to go into the entry chain. Now we've entered the trade. We had our setup. We had our three price points. We knew our entry price. We had it bracketed. We had a stop loss price, and we had a profit target price. We're in the game now. We got the trade on. And so these are kind of the things that will go through your head. Will this work? Will the market take my money? Will my strategy work? Did I rush in? That's a person who went too quickly. How can I fix this? That's a good question. I like that question. If you're in a trade, let's say the person entered too fast, how can I fix this? They may have to do some maneuvering because they got in and they jumped the gun. So they may have to do some maneuvering. My favorite question while you're in the trade, what's really happening? What's really happening? Am I making money? If you're starting to make money, how are you going? Are you going to move that stop up, and you're going to minimize the loss even more and get ready to lock in your cash? It's going in my direction. Another good positive sentence is this working. Gives you an opportunity to look at all the different parameters that your trade is supposed to do and how it's supposed to go based on your strategy, and so it's a good way to do a fine-tuning at that point. Is this working? I better take this profit. Now, those better take this profit is something that somebody might say if it's moved and then it stops. Trade stops. So it's a move. It's going in your direction. Maybe you're up 3-4 ticks, and you're really looking for a 2-tick profit, a 2-point profit, and it just kind of died. And so you're going to look and say, is this happening the way it should? You're going to keep watching your parameters. And if it's not moving the way you like it to move and you feel it should have happened or occurred already, that it should have gone through, and you can't wait through that, then maybe you take those profits. So what are your thoughts now while you're in the trade? Okay, what are some of the thoughts that you have? I'm going to go back to the ones that I had. Okay, will this work? Will this work? That's a person who has a little bit of a confidence issue, and they need to work on their confidence and create more certainty. Will the market take my money? That's a person who's saying ahead of time, like that one before, the market's going to take my money. They're already trying to. They could fail because they're setting it up in their mind that things are not going to work and the market's going to take their money. Will my strategy work? Same thing. They're questioning what they're doing. They need to have more certainty in that moment in the things that they're looking at and the criteria to make sure that everything is in place. Did I rush in? Again, we talked about that. That's somebody who preempted the trade and got in maybe a little bit too soon and maybe has to do a little damage control, but really has to watch what's going on because maybe that trade will not materialize the way it should have or the way they thought it was going to materialize, and they have to do some damage control. It starts to not work, then they've got to get out of that trade. How can I fix this? Again, that would be a great question for the previous question. How can I fix this? I got in too early. How can I fix this now? Can I be patient? Is it working? Oh, okay, it seems to be working. Okay, I'm just going to hang out here. It starts to go against you in the wrong direction, and it starts to do things on the chart that are different. It breaks a level or a support or resistance level at the time. Then you want to make your adjustments. Am I making money? That could be something that you want to remove altogether because that could be somebody looking at their P&L. It's going in my direction. That's nice and strong and positive. You're looking at what you can take as your profit target. you're watching the trade intently, do you need to move your stop up so that you minimize the loss and you maximize your profit? Is this working? That's a good, again, a good analysis to give you the criteria of in the moment, and I better take this profit. That's if something maybe has stalled and it's not doing what it should be doing, but you're profitable, you don't want to give back the money, that's okay. And then a lot of times you'll exit the trade, you'll take your profit, and then 2 seconds later it'll take off. So just a little bit of patience might have gotten you more on that trade. So again, you want to measure that, take your notes after that trade, say, I should have been patient, this setup was right, it went to where I needed to go. The other solution is, if there's, depending on how it's moving, you also could re-enter as a way of re-entering. So there's other things you could do. Okay, any what questions do we have now coming up? Anything?
Yeah, let's see what I've got here. Okay, how can I fix this? Didn't do it again. Wait a minute, there must be something before that. Okay, I'm not sure what you're trying to ask me there.
Yeah, so I'm just saying,
hang on. Okay. Let me try to read the question in the box, okay?
Yeah.
Hang on, let me just try to read what they're put in there.
Okay.
Okay, how can I fix this? Don't do it again. Again, I'm not sure what you're going to have to rephrase that question so that I know what you're trying to say.
Okay.
And then another comment, easier said than done, for sure. Do that every day. I do. Okay, I guess you're just making comments.
Making comments, okay.
Let me know if there's a question so I can be sure. If you want me to ask a question, I'll be happy to ask a question.
Yeah, let me know what kind of thoughts you have going through your head while you're physically in the trade. So now we're in the trade. And I'll give you like one other second to write that in there. Again, you want to notice and be aware. I'm making you aware that during this time you are thinking. Okay, there are thoughts that are going through your head in this moment, and they make a difference to your trading. And so you want to be aware of what you're thinking. Now, the right things to be thinking, and when I say right, I mean things that will help you are what I call forward-thinking questions. What's great about this trade? What's working on this trade? What's happening in the window? What's really happening in the market? Anything happening with the news? You're really checking things. How can I make money at this trade? Are all my parameters in? Or is everything there? So you want to just do a sanity check on what you have in place. Any questions coming in, or are we going to go to the next one?
Let's see. Thinking, where do I know that I am wrong on the trade? How far will it run? Do I take the couple or hope it will run further? What am I using to signal all of this?
Okay. Yeah, those are all good. Those are typical things. Those are trading analysis that allow you to create your certainty while you're in that trade. Those are all good. Those are all really good. Okay, we'll go to the ending of the trade. So now you've closed the trade. You're exiting the trade. I got out too soon. That's a very popular one because somebody was maybe afraid to have it pull back. There might have been a little bit of a pull sell-off. Let's say they're going long, and there was a little sell-off, and that they didn't wait long enough. I should have stayed in. Okay, if that question comes up, this is the time where you analyze, add a rule, or change your approach. So I should have stayed in. What could you have done in that moment to create certainty to stay in that trade? You would add that to your list, or you would look at a parameter. Say, you know, if I looked at this, I would have had more certainty or more confidence. I would have stayed in. I was right is a good one. Feeling good about yourself is really good. A lot of times, a lot of traders don't pat themselves on the back for the things that they did well, and they don't document what they did well. If I ask a trader, trader will call me and they say, I can't do anything right. And I'll go, well, what's going on? Well, I took 6 trades today and I can't do anything right. And I'll go, oh, so you lost it all your trades, all 6? Oh, no, I made money at 2. I lost on 4. So I said, well, tell me what happened with those four trades where you lost money. And they'll be very specific, and they'll tell me exactly what happened. And then I'll say, well, tell me what happened to the ones where you won, where you made money. They say, I can't remember. I go, okay, so we have a tendency to remember the bad stuff, but we don't have a tendency to remember the good stuff. And it is the good stuff that we want to remember because that's the thing we want to repeat. So writing down exactly what you did well on a great trade, exactly what you looked at, exactly the time of day, how long were you in the trade, as much detail as you can on a great trade, then you can repeat that. Okay, you can repeat that. So that's what you want to do. If you were, it says I was off. If you were off, then what could you do to get on? I did well. That's patting yourself on the back. That felt really good. You know, when you make money, you feel really good, but you want to look, say, what did I do really, really well that I want to repeat again? Okay, and then let's do that again. And I'm glad I exited when I did. I did that trade perfect. And so now here's your question. What are you thinking after you close the trade? Again, the whole thing that we're talking about here is to be mindful of what you are thinking. I'm making you aware. Awareness is the first part of changing. Okay, so being aware of what's happening all during your trade, before the trade, on the entry of the trade, on the exit of the trade, and writing down as much information as you can to get into a rhythm when things go really well will help you in the long run. Okay, any comments on the exits? No, yes?
Guys, got anything? Let's see.
No?
Hang on.
Okay.
Okay, feels so good when the trade moves far enough to move stop to break even or better. That's one person, and now another person. How do I avoid being the naked dude in the philosopher's position in Robin's free webinar on our website? Suppose part of it is attending these sessions. You can quote me if you care to. Thank you, Robin. Okay. I'm not sure what that meant, but there you go.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what that meant either. Document exactly what works. Pat yourself on the back when you do a great job. It does feel really, really good when you win and everything goes well. I think in my entire career, and I don't know how it's been for you, Dwayne, but I've had probably 3 times in my career where my trading day was so amazing that it was surreal. I could not do anything wrong. It was just surreal. And they don't come very often. They're very few and far in between. But when they come, man, do they feel good. It is the greatest high that you can ever get when those trades work one after another after another after another, and they seem to just go really well. But it doesn't happen that often. And then you think, oh, this is how every day is going to be. Wrong. Next day, you're back in the poop again, and you're working as hard as you've ever worked before. In fact, that's the time where you have to be very, very cautious. When you've had a great trading day or you've done really, really well, I actually tell my traders to take a day off, because sometimes they come back into the market and they come back into what I call the Superman syndrome, and they come back into the market with this, man, I got it now, I got it now, and they're so certain they're going to be okay because they had a great day before. And then what happens is they get overconfident, they start doubling down, they've got this extra cash in the bank because they made that money the day before, and then they start doing screwy stuff. You know, they start doing screwy stuff. So I always say, I want you to be most cautious after a very good winning streak. Be most cautious. Okay, we're good. Any questions right now? I'll throw it out to questions, and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay, guys, anybody got anything?
Great session, guys. Great, great session. Thank you so much for your feedback and your participation, because it really does help everybody. And you really had some great questions today. They were awesome.
In your webinar, How to Survive a Trading Blow-Up, there's a picture of the proverbial naked philosopher. And okay. I guess that's what he was.
Oh, doing. Okay. Yeah, and.
And, well, I don't know. That's
oh, just it. Okay. Okay, that's what he was talking about. Well, I appreciate that. Go through those presentations. They may not be up there for long because I'm changing my website. So, and we're working on it. So there's going to be a big flip here. So, you know, take advantage of all the free stuff that's on there. And we're good. We're good. Thank you, Dwayne, so much for having me.
Robin,
today.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it as always, and we'll see you again. Well, you'll be out tomorrow. We'll see you
yep.
on
Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, and thank you for helping me out. That was really great. That
you
really
bet. My pleasure.
That you know, you're such a wealth of knowledge, and I want to pick your brain too.
Have fun.
Have a great
right.
day.
I'll see you on Wednesday.
Okay. Bye bye.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.